The world's top-ranked tennis star, Novak Djokovic, has another hearing this weekend to appeal the Australian government's decision to revoke his entry visa for a second time. If that decision stands, Djokovic won't be able to play in the Australian Open. New York Times tennis correspondent Chris Clary is in Melbourne covering the story. He has graciously delayed his bedtime to speak with us. Chris, welcome back.
Good to be with you. I'm hoping I can make sense this time of night because it's hard enough to make sense of this during the day.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, the other thing that's complicated here is that so much has changed in just a few days. The last time we spoke was a week ago. Djokovic was in immigration detention. What's happened since then? Why did the Australian authorities revoke his visa again?
Well, I think there was a feeling that the first time that it was revoked because of procedural issues. The judge in Australia deemed that to be inappropriate, but it wasn't really a judgment of the case on its merits. And the reason why the Australians revoked his visa upon arrival was that they didn't feel that an exemption was warranted from the mandatory vaccine required to enter Australia. And Novak, as we've since come to realize and confirm, is not vaccinated. He is probably the only tennis player in Australia on the men's side who is not, and has basically been in limbo for the last few days because it was pretty clear from the start after he was liberated that there was still going to be a possibility of the immigration minister, Alex Hawke, going back and revoking the visa again because he has that ministerial power.
And let's talk about why, because we're learning, I think, in the last couple of days that Djokovic acknowledged that there were actual mistakes, there were factual errors on his initial visa application. How did that affect this decision?
You know, it's not entirely clear how much it did affect it. I think it's a combination of things here. And basically, the minister, Alex Hawke, he has pretty broad powers to interpret this and make this decision to revoke a visa and essentially deport somebody. That's not yet going to happen because Novak still has legal cases ahead to try to argue this weekend. But I think the situation is they believe that the exemption should have been granted in the first place. And Novak has since conceded that he made some mistakes on his entry form for Australia, failing to mark down some travel that he had done before arriving in Australia, which is required. He said his agent mismarked that. And also, after testing positive in Serbia on December 16th, he later met with a French journalist and didn't self-isolate, and he conceded that was a mistake. That may not be a problem for Australian law, it might be more for Serbian law, but there was a hearing tonight, and Novak is not going to be immediately deported after the second revoking of the visa. He's going to have a hearing on Sunday. If he's able to win that hearing and be able to stay in Australia, he would play on Monday in the first round of the Australian Open.
Wow. But if he loses, he would be deported.
If he loses, he would be deported, or I imagine he would leave of his own free will. And that could still happen. I mean, a lot of things are possible here. Novak may decide the winds are blowing against him pretty strongly here and that he should cut his losses. And he is free to leave the country anytime he wishes. He's not being held here against his will, obviously. Although he will be, according to the hearing tonight, likely re-detained tomorrow.
Amazing to think that he could go from this hearing on Sunday to the tennis court potentially on Monday. What a cloud to play under, if in fact he is allowed to play. How is all of this roiling one of the biggest tournaments of the year?
Well, it's completely overshadowing the tennis is being played as a preliminary and a lead up to the Australian Open, which is being played in places like Sydney and Adelaide. This is a big global story, as you know, Peter, and it's also a huge local national story here. And it's just taking up all the oxygen in the room, basically.
Last time we spoke, we were taking a look at what other tennis players in this tournament were thinking about all this. Have any of the opinions or attitudes changed toward Djokovic?
I think the main problem many players have with this, and I know I personally believe that the vast majority of players are not happy with the situation because of the way it portrays tennis as a dysfunctional sport. And also they feel like it's taking the focus off of tennis and their own efforts, which is true. But I feel they ultimately it's because there was a fair bit of skepticism about vaccination in the tennis community when the Australian Open made it clear that you needed to be vaccinated to play here this year. Unless you had an exemption, which was going to be very, very hard to get, almost all the players decided to be vaccinated. And so I think there's the feeling that Novak has taken a back route here and tried to subvert the system in some way. Whether that's true or false remains to be seen, but that's the impression a lot of players have. So I think that's where the issues are. And Andy Murray, who's former number one in part of Novak Djokovic's generation, you know, spoke about the issue tonight and said he felt like, you know, tennis players had a responsibility to society to do what was right, and he would urge people to be vaccinated. So the players are beginning to speak out more and more, but I think we'll hear more from them in the coming days.
Chris Clary is the tennis correspondent for the New York Times. He's speaking with us today from Melbourne. Chris, thanks so much.
Great to stay up late with you, Peter.
Thanks a lot. Take care.